Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. Welcome to the Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's gonna try and make it rain.
Here comes the moon down. Here we go now.
Well, hello, howdy, and welcome to another Lunch Out Rodeo show as we get you ready for your work week, folks. Here it is, Monday. Hopefully you all had as good a weekend as we did in Ponca City, Oklahoma. We were there for the 101 Wild West Rodeo. We're going to wrap it up here today, but we are not done with our rodeo travels, folks. We are still on the road, and, the road goes on forever and the party never ends, gotta love it down here. And, we're still in Oklahoma. I will say we're working our way towards Texas. Can't wait to get back there, but unfortunately, it's not going to be until next weekend. So we have got some big things to talk about here. We've got a great guest lined up today on our show. Guys, we have got professional bull rider, Mr. Excitement himself, Joey Marcus, joining us. So look forward to sitting back talking about his summer run and just about what things are going to happen here going in, what these guys are looking forward to this week. Going into the Built for Tough Series event, the first one back off of their summer break, as they will be in Tulsa, which just so happens to be the same place that we are. As we have just rolled in, and I'm telling you, the engine is still warm, folks. We just pulled in and got things set up. We are here. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be broadcasting from here all week long. So before we get into it, guys, breaking news. I saw this morning, was watching the Today Show, actually, and saw the clip, went over to the internet and had to pull it up. The Missouri State Fair. Apparently there was some bad publicity down there, and it's very unfortunate for rodeo. And I hope that people will not take this inappropriately or in the wrong direction. We, are professionals out here on the road, and I feel bad for the Missouri State Fair. They put on what I believe was probably a great event. However, their barrel man had some issues and apparently made an inappropriate joke that made national news. Not good. He had an act that was just not appropriate, apparently. And I didn't see the entire act. I don't know how it all took place. But what I can say is, for those that are listening that are looking to put on professional rodeo events, please make sure that you use the professional people. Some people say, we can't afford it. Well, sometimes it's better to not put on an event if you can't afford bringing in the right people for the job. I don't know who the barrel man was. All I can say is that it's a hard lesson learned. But we do have to be professional out here, and we strive to be here at Making a Rodeo Network as well. Just thought that was an interesting deal. One other thing I saw, prison I saw on the news this morning that they've got prison cells now for sale. That, you know, these guys have color TVs and these personal rec rooms and living a life of luxury, and here they are committing these crimes. Where is this world coming to, folks? I don't know, but I'm telling you, not liking it one bit. when the guys are living better than some of us out here on the rodeo trail, there's something wrong with that picture. You know, I just have issues with that. But hey, I guess it is what it is. But folks, we have got a great show lined up today. Like I said, you know, we wrapped up from Ponca City, Oklahoma here this past week, and there's so much rodeo history there, and we had a chance to catch up with so many people. One guy that we really want to take a few minutes and catch up with is a guy that knows a lot about it. This guy's announced down here at the 101 Wild West Rodeo for many years, Dr. Len Phillips, a professional rodeo announcer. And we had a chance to catch up with him here in Ponca City, so let's go ahead and take a listen to what he has to say.
Hey guys, we're down here in Ponca City for the 101 Wild West Rodeo, and we're going to catch up with the man behind the microphone here, and he's been doing it for a number of years, Dr. Len Phillips. Doc, talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here at the 101 Wild West Rodeo.
Well, it's great to be back. I think I've been here 20 years, and for me it's almost like a hometown rodeo. I just live over at Enid, so you know, I travel quite a bit to rodeos, as we were just talking, from Canada to Florida, different places. But, you know, this is one of the opportunities where you have to go sleep in your own bed every night and drive over and announce a rodeo.
Well, you bet. Now, over the 20 years that you've been here, I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes. But one thing I could see here being our first time was that, you know, this carries on a lot of that 101 tradition of being a Wild West show as well. These fans get more than just, you know, more than just a rodeo here.
Oh, they really do. It's, you know, as far as the roots of rodeo go, there is probably no place in the country that has roots like Ponca City does with rodeo. That one of the standard events of steer wrestling actually started here in Ponca City, the Miller Brothers 101 Wild West Rodeo. Bill Pickett used to bulldog, bite steers on the lip and throw them to the ground. So it really started right here.
Yeah, sir, and, you know, just we've talked with so many of the contestants, and, you know, for them to come in here, especially the Bulldoggers, and know that, you know, of course, Bill Pickett was just laid to rest right down the road from here. That's a pretty unique feature. But now, how long have you actually been announcing?
I started announcing back when I was in junior high school. Announced amateur rodeos. I was in the IRA for years. 1979, I got my PRCA card. Have been in the PRCA ever since then. Was fortunate to do the national finals and done the national circuit finals. It's been having a practice of medicine and getting to do the rodeos that I get to do. I've been very, very fortunate.
Well, that's one thing, you know, and we see at a lot of rodeos, you'll see guys get injured, but the one thing for sure, any rodeo you're at, there's always a doctor in the house. Is that right?
Always a doctor in the house. However, I try to say I don't let my two jobs cross paths, because what I do for a living, I'm an anesthesiologist, and I try not to put the crowds to sleep here. Try to keep everybody awake.
Well, I'll tell you what, those are two opposite job fields there. That is really unique. Well, Doc, it has been great catching up with you and hearing you down here in Ponca City this year. We look forward to being back here next year, and hopefully you'll be with us.
It's great. Nice visiting with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, folks, that was Dr. Len Phillips, the announcer down in Ponca City, Oklahoma, for the 101 Wild West Rodeo. Like I said, guys, they are moving to June next year, so make sure to get it on your calendar. The second weekend in June 2014, you do not want to miss a chance to come down here and just experience it firsthand. A very, very great show, great show. Cowboy Kenny was here in the Steel Rodeo Company, and so many things. They had mounted shooting. They had some ranch rodeo. It was wild, folks. I loved it. And I hope that you guys had a great experience and that we were able to bring you enough coverage there. Now, we're going to bring you a lot more as well. We've still got a few more interviews. We had a chance to catch up with a few people. And we're going to do that here a little bit later on in our show. But before we do, folks, we have got a great guest that's going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. So make sure you guys are stay tuned right here to the Making Eight Rodeo Network Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
partner. You know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Mackinac Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Macon 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out Macon8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Macon 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday. Job site at a quarter past nine, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. And then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now and the show is Monday. Oh, hey.
for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY 98.5, 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. That's right, folks. It is our home away from home, but you know what? When we are out here, every spot we park at is our house for the week, and we are here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, getting ready for the PBR Built for Tough series as they are getting back from their summer break. And I know so many of our listeners have missed the PBR, but it is back, folks. We are here ready to rock and roll. I'll guarantee that arena, the BOK Arena, is getting set up and ready for a wild bull riding weekend. And it's going to be interesting to see how a lot of these guys are coming off their summer break ready to go ride some bulls. I can't wait, folks. It's going to be electric here in Tulsa. So you guys make sure to continue to keep following along with us all week. We're going to have more interviews. We're going to be able to sit back and talk more with a lot of these guys. So do not miss out on that chance. Now, I told you, we have got Joey Marcus set to call us, and he should be on the line any minute now. So make sure you guys keep it right here to the Making 8 Rodeo Network. And, you know, that's what it's all about, folks, is bringing you the coverage. We'll find out from Joey how his summer months have been going. And, you know, just what he's been up to, how he's getting ready to, you know, close out the second half of the season and be there in Las Vegas for the PBR World Finals and start getting things, you know, making a run for that World Championship buckle. You know, when you come down to the second half of the season, it's all about making things happen, and you've got to take advantage of every situation you have, as each and every one of these bull riders know that out there. And so they're going to be driving hard to make some big things happen. Hopefully everybody's healed up from injuries and things like that, being able to take a little bit of time off and get things right. You know, I know the PBR Touring Pro events, you know, we had an opportunity to cover so many of these over the summer months. We were in Decatur, Texas. We were in Paris, Texas. So many of these events we were able to get to and see a lot of these guys out there still continuing to ride. A lot of them even entered twice. And, you know, I mean, these guys are just looking at, they're hungry and they want to win. And, you know, that's kind of what it takes in order to be crowned that world champion. And I know each and every one of these top guys are looking to do that. So I look forward to sitting back with Jory here in just a few minutes. But like I was saying, folks, you know, the 101 has got a lot of rodeo history there, and there's so many things that are going on there in Ponca City, Oklahoma, so many things to do outside of just, you know, outside of the rodeo itself. It was truly a show. It was a spectator sport, and that's what, you know, is so important. You know, when you guys go to a rodeo event, it's so nice to be able to really feel like when you walk out of there, you get your money's worth. And I'll guarantee every fan there had that opportunity. Now, like I said, you know, they're moving from August to June next year. So 2014, second week in June, you guys can look forward to being there. And do not miss out on a chance to get down there and go hang out with those guys. It was super fantastic. We still have some more interviews that we're going to air in just a few minutes. So if you guys just hang tight with me, and like I said, we are waiting any minute to get Mr. Excitement on board with us and sit back and talk with him about his summer run. And man, I'm telling you, I'm fired up. You know, it's PBR week now, and we're geared up and ready to go. So many of these guys that we've had on our show right here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, man, you know, we're going to see them here. We're going to see them in Tulsa. We're going to have an opportunity to see them at the World Finals in Las Vegas. So if you guys have not gotten your tickets for that, make sure to get over there and do that here real quick. I mean, I'm telling you, don't want to miss out on a chance to go see the PBR World Finals there in Las Vegas in October. So, and you know, to be able to watch and see the talent that's bringing there. I mean, they don't settle for anything less than the best in the business. I mean, they bring the top rank guys there. Speaking of top rank, I mean, Joey Marcus sitting ninth right now in the overall standing. He still has a legitimate shot at being crowned world champion. here's the second half of the season. He's gonna, you know, he's gonna have to make some wins. He's gonna have to put some things together. But if anybody can do it, boy, I'll tell you, Joey Marcus is a guy that can. And like you said, they don't call him Mr. Excitement for nothing. So you guys just hang tight, and we will work on getting him on the line with us momentarily. We're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we look to have Joey Marcus joining us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on your Monday. Let's get fired up and get ready for the work week, folks.
Hey, guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the lane, getting down hard at Waukane.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Makin8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Makin8Rodeo.com. Get a grip. Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Makin8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Makin8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
Running up the trail to the challenge shows for the fleas.
in Amarillo by morning.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, and welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Monday as we get you fired up for the week. It is PBR week, folks. The Bill Fortow series is coming back. But, you know, as we're waiting on our guest to call in, and hopefully we'll have a chance to get him on the line here shortly, you know, bull riders are, you know, world famous for missing our call-ins, but for good reason, because these guys are out doing media coverages, they're out making appearances, and who knows where Jory is there today getting ready to go. So hopefully we'll catch up with him in just a few minutes, guys, but really, I want to go back and talk a little bit about the 101 Wild West, because like I said, there is so much history there. And if you guys, you know, missed some of our shows last week and our coverage there from the 101 Wild West Rodeo, man, go back and check out some of the shows. Go check out MakingARodeo.com and take a look at our photo galleries. You guys can see some of the history right there firsthand. And we had a chance to catch up with another gentleman down there. Guy's been around rodeo for many years. His name is Gary Parlay. And we're going to take a listen to hear what he has to say here about the 101 Wild West Rodeo.
Hey fans, we're down here with one of the committee members, Gary Parlay. Gary, you've been around rodeo for a long time, is that right?
Yes, sir. I got my PRCA card in 1967, so I've been around quite a while. I guess I worked my first rodeo in 1964. So,
now what did you actually do in rodeo back then?
I was a rodeo clown and barrel man and had some acts, and I fought bulls a little bit, but I never was a fantastic bullfighter. I could get by pretty decent, but I wasn't anything like the Skipper Vosses and the Miles Hares and the Rick Chapmans that we know, you know, and these boys now. But back in those days, of course, you had to do everything.
That's right. Yeah, you sure did. Well, Gary, you've also been a part of this 101 Wild West Rodeo for a number of years. Is that right?
Yes, I've been on the committee a little under 20 years, I think about 17 or 18 years.
And there's a lot of history that comes out of this rodeo here in Ponca City, is that right?
Oh, yes. It goes back to the Miller brothers, the 101 Ranch that is famous for this area. And yes, there's a whole lot of tradition and a lot of history in this rodeo.
Absolutely. We had an opportunity to take out there on the town and go see that 101 Ranch, and it's something amazing just to know how much a rodeo has come from right here in Ponca City, and it's been great to be down here.
Yeah, the Wild West shows and the rodeo and the stuff that, I've the first time I've worked this rodeo as a rodeo clown was 1969, and I believe Festus was here that year as one of the entertainers, and we have large grandstands because we got a lot of people that come to this rodeo, and we're hoping tonight we fill the stands again.
Well, that's right. Now, we talk about there being the Wild West show back in the day with the Miller brothers and all, but here this week, I mean, fans have seen so much more than just a rodeo down here. They've had all kinds of entertainment. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You bet. We have some ranch events here. We have the ranch bronc riding, and we have a double mugging contest, and then Cowboy Kenny with the motorcycles doing fantastic jumps high in the air and back flips on motorcycles, and it is really an exciting rodeo.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, Gary, it sure is great to catch up with you and spend a little time getting to know a little bit about the 101 Wild West Rodeo here in Ponca City. So thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Gary Parlay. Man, what a great guy. Like I said, so many people here have stories about this 101 Wild West Rodeo, as well as the 101 Ranch, and being here in Ponca City just really gave us a great experience, and hopefully we were able to give you guys a taste of just what it's all about. Another guy that knows a lot about the rodeo history, as well as working with one of the best stock contractors in the business, Sammy Andrews. This guy goes way back. He was a original reporter for the PSN, so let's take a listen with Brian Painter as we were able to catch up with him down here in Ponca City.
Hey guys, we're down here with a guy who knows a little bit about the rodeos. He's been writing about it for a long time, Brian Painter. Brian, talk to us about how long you have been down here, and talk to us a little bit about some of the stories you've had to cover working with the Andrews Rodeo Company.
Well, I started covering PRCA rodeos in 1985 and covered the NFR from 88 through 2000, covered the National Finals Steer Open and those. And when Sammy was first kind of getting going in the PRCA, got to know Sammy and all, did a story with him for the PSN back then, and really got to kind of be friends with them, and saw Bo come along, and you know, we were talking just tonight about how it was 20 years ago this year that Tough Road Bo at Long Beach, and you know, I think Bo was only ridden 8 times total, so it's been really good seeing Sammy all these years, and just outstanding stock and all to watch.
Now, what brings you here to Ponca City here tonight?
I live in Guthrie, Oklahoma, so I just, you know, when I was covering PRCA rodeos for all those years, I'd come up here and knew it was that time of year and wanted to come up and watch it tonight.
Now, what do you know about this 101 Wild West Rodeo? I mean, can you say enough about it? This is a pretty interesting show here going on.
Yeah, it's an outstanding rodeo and stands for, you know, an incredible tradition with the 101 Ranch. My dad, I grew up mean it, and my dad brought me up when I was a kid, and I went to Bill Pickett's gravesite. You know, it's out in the pasture not too far from here, and he was the start of bulldogging, and so there's a lot of tradition to the ranch and a lot of tradition to this rodeo.
And it still carries on today. Well, Brian, thank you very much for taking a few minutes, and we look forward to hearing more of your stories.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, guys, that was Brian Painter. This guy has been around rodeo for many years as well. Like I said, there's, you know, you can just hear the interest and how much history went in to this event here in Ponca City. And like I said, so much rodeo came out of this small town and this 101 ranch. So just a really, really cool experience to have over the weekend. And we are so glad to be there in Ponca City. The entire committee did a fantastic job, and we certainly just appreciate their hospitality and making sure that we could be there to cover this such great event. Now, like I said, we are still waiting to see if we can get Jory on the line. I'm holding my fingers crossed that he will be joining us here shortly. But in the meantime, we still have a lot of guys that we didn't have an opportunity to catch up with over the weekend, and we want to let you guys take a listen. Now, one of the great guys was there, Gizmo McCracken, and we had an opportunity to spend with him. We've seen him up and down the road here before. This, my friends, is a great barrel man, and he performed some fantastic acts out here in Ponca City. So despite some of the issues at some of the other rodeos that were going on, I can tell you that when you're looking for the best, you hire the best, and Gizmo McCracken is certainly one of those that can be turned into that. So we sat down with Gizmo. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about being there at the 101 Wild West Rodeo.
Hey, guys. We're down here with Gizmo McCracken. Giz, I'll tell you, what's it been like for you to be here in Ponca City here this weekend?
Hey, it's been great. This is kind of a historical rodeo, and they got a great arena here. We had a little wet weather there yesterday, and they've got it all dried out real good tonight. Had a good show last night, though, even with it being a little moist, as you would say. But the great crowd, it's been a lot of fun. The stock's really bucked. The cowboys are showing up. We've had a lot of funny, and it's been great.
Well, we've had a lot of funny down here. A lot of it is due to you down here, and man, it's been great to watch you out here. Talk to us about how your run's been this year. You've been pretty busy.
We've been very busy. We was gone quite a bit through the winter, only home a few days, and then took off again for 7 or 8 weeks at a time, and we're going home in the morning for about 2 days, and then we take off again. But we're about to get to the part of our schedule anyway this year. The way it turned out is to everything's going to be kind of out and back now, and I got a couple of times I'm going to be gone a couple of weeks at a time, but we're pretty much kind of fizzled out those long runs for the year, and it'll be Vegas time before you know it.
Yes, sir, it will. Now, you said that you're heading home. Do you remember how to get there after being out for so long?
Yeah, I got a map and this broad on the dash. You push that information in there, and she says, you know, in 200 yards, turn left, you know, and I'm just going to follow her. I think she remembers.
There you go. Well, Giz, it's always great to catch up with you, and we look forward to seeing you down the road, man. It's been great. Now, do you have a website or Facebook or anything where fans can go follow along with you?
Oh, yeah, our Facebook's just Gizmo McCracken, and on the website is gizmomccracken.com.
Well, there you go. Easy enough, man. Well, we appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you down the road.
You bet, man. It's going to be a great night.
Yes, sir, it is. All right, guys, that was Gizmo. As we were able to catch up with him over the weekend as well. Man, what a great guy. Man, always look forward to seeing such great, great caliber of talent. You know, like I said, the 101 Wild West Rodeo Committee, they went above and beyond bringing in some of the best to entertain the fans here in Ponca City, Oklahoma. Man, I will tell you right now, they really did. You really got your money's worth. I mean, they had wagon rides. They had so many things going on. TP set up concerts after every night. Jason Savory was there Saturday night. Yeah, it was truly an interesting event to be at. You know, one of the guys that we don't get to see a lot of, and we talked with a little bit up in Kansas, the pickup men. And, you know, one of the guys that we were able to catch up with, James Hyatt. Now, this guy comes from rodeo, and he's been working for the Andrews Rodeo Company as well as many more. We had an opportunity to catch up with him as well, so let's go ahead and hear what he has to say.
Hi, guys. We're down here with one of the pickup men here in Ponca City for the 101 Wild West Rodeo, James Hike. James, talk to us about being down here in Ponca City.
This is a good rodeo. I've been coming here 4 years now, and it's a great community, great town, close to home, so can't get any better.
That's right. How long you been picking up?
About 9 or 10 years now.
Really? Now, what made you decide you want to start coming out there and picking up?
I've been doing it all my, or been around rodeos all my life, and I've done everything else that's part of it, so I figured might as well get out in the arena and do that.
Well, you know what? You're kind of well known around these parts. Anytime you show up at a rodeo, there's a particular horse that you have that you bring out there at the arena. We call him the hoss. I mean, that thing is a workload. Talk to us about that horse.
Well, that's Bromby. He's 9. I got him from Sammy. He was an old bronc. Everybody loves him. He's big and pretty, and he loves dragging bulls, and he's kind of one of a kind.
Yeah, that he is for sure. Well, what's it like to work for Sammy Anders?
Oh, shoot, he's the best. You know, I work for a lot of guys, and Sammy, he's the best there is. Everything's pretty laid back and pretty chill, and nobody gets excited, nobody gets mad, and it's just fun.
Rodeos run smoother that way, don't they?
That's a fact.
Well, I'll tell you what, James, it's great to see you down here, man. We look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right,
guys, that was James Hyatt, one of the pickup men down here at the 101 Wild West Rodeo, and he did great. Really enjoyed having him out here and being able to catch up with him down here at this rodeo. So, you know, fans, like I said, this was an opportunity. You know, getting out to these events, you have an opportunity to interact and be a part of these guys and really have a good time, and we're so glad about that. Now, like I said, it's really getting fired up here this week. The PBR Billboard Tough Series is coming to town, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And, you know, we haven't seen a lot of it because we've been on television, but it is coming back, folks. The season is getting fired up, and we will be here this weekend. So I look forward to being able to bring you some of the information that's going on, and hopefully we'll be able to talk with some of these guys. Like I said, we were set to have Jory Marcus here on board with us today. I apologize. Not quite sure what's going on, but, hey, you know, that's the nature of the business here sometimes, and things happen for sure, you know. So hopefully we'll be able to catch up with him later on this week or such, and we'll have him on the radio show and be able to sit back and talk with him. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. As we start to wind down here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show for Monday, we're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to start wrapping things up from Tulsa, Oklahoma, as we get ready for the Billboard Tough Wild, Wild Weekend. Hang tight. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
got nowhere to go. You got nothing to do and no place in mind. Well, she said, I'm asking you. I said, call your people and I'll call mine. No, a place not too far, and it's worth the drive. I said, it's worth the drive. Down. It's so hard to recall, yeah, all those nights. A bottle after bottle, cause I'm still alive. I said I'm glad to be alive. You're sure looking fine. The water feels just right. We're going.
With Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, the best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the rodeo cowboy capital of the world.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, and we are checking it up, folks. Tulsa, Oklahoma, we are here for the Bill Ford Tough Series as we get things set and underway for the second half of the season, and it's going to get wild, folks. If you guys are not tuned in, make sure to go check out pbrnow.com, find out how things are looking here in the results. Now, a lot of these guys were able to get out and make a lot of things happen during these summer months. Some of them even went down to Brazil and competed down there. We had guys in Australia. So we had a lot out here. And these PBR Touring Pro events, you know, as the point system has now changed, a lot of these guys are doing things a lot differently. And, you know, they have to kind of strategically do things to see what they can do to get themselves back in contention to be there at the PBR World Finals in Las Vegas here coming up in just a couple months, October. So race is going to heat up. Guys are going to be riding for more than just riding. You can bet on that. Hopefully we'll see a great season turnout. Hopefully everybody will stay safe. And, you know, that's going to be a big thing, is being able to avoid injuries here going throughout the rest of the season in the PBR. I truly hope that that things go well. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, guys like Chase Outlaw, who we were able to spend some time with this summer, Joey Marcus, so many of these guys have been just going at it. And I really look forward to seeing how they're going to break out here the second half of the season and what they're going to do to get things done. So you guys just have to keep it tuned in. PBRnow.com has got the live event center that will be streaming. Making a Rodeo Network hopes to be there, and we look to bring you as much coverage as we can. We'll have some interviews, highlights. We'll be doing some wrap-ups, and we certainly look forward to covering things and sending it back to our good friends down in Stephenville, Texas, KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. Man, I'm telling you, I'm just excited. I'm fired up. This is it. We're in August now, and you know, the rodeos and the bull ridings are getting stronger, and you know, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting to see how things go. So, you know, I'm looking to try to find some good cowboy logic for you today. We may wrap up a little bit early. Like I said, we came in here with wheels turning. I mean, it was a photo finish, folks, just to get down here from Polka City, trying to beat the rain. And, man, you know, we just got here, and it is starting to come down now. So we're going to probably wrap up here a few minutes early, but want to let you know we'll be back here every Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock Central Time here for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. But I do want to leave you with some cowboy logic as we wrap up our show here today. Something to think about. It just came to me, and I thought, well, you know, this would be some pretty good cowboy logic out there. Especially on a Monday with the work week getting underway, just something to think about as you get out there and look forward to getting out to a rodeo weekend. Your buckle don't shine in the dirt, so get up. Just thought that was really appropriate here. You know, I mean, doesn't seem to matter how much you get knocked down. Sometimes you just got to get right back up and go back to it. And, you know, that buckle's not going to shine just sitting there in the dirt. So something to think about, folks, as we wind down here, Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in back home at KWBY in Stephenville, Texas, as well as on making8rodeo.com. For all of your rodeo coverage, keep it tuned in right here. We'll be back with you tomorrow, folks, so make sure to stay tuned. It's PBR Week, the Bill Ford Tough, Tulsa, Oklahoma, coming up this weekend. Make sure to stay tuned all week long.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down, and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine, and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.